I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. It was a big political weekend in the Flathead Valley, with two of the three candidates vying for Montana's lone U.S. House seat hitting the area to rally voters. Libertarian candidate Mark Wicks made his first campaign trip to Whitefish.
Love it, Mark Wicks.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
nice to meet you.
That is a great pickup.
On Saturday, Wicks set up shop in a parking lot to shake hands and chat party ideology and cars with a dozen voters at an ugly truck competition, a playful reference to his campaign slogan to, quote, bring the work truck.
Thank you.
38?
Actually, it's a 46.
46? Yeah.
On Friday, I caught up with him at a libertarian discussion night at Casey's Bar.
So I like to say I'm the power pill of Montana politics. I'm the guy that if you send out there, I've got more juice than the other two to get more voice for Montana. There's 435 representatives and Montana only has one. And I can stand out where the other two just blend into the crowd and disappear.
What's it like running as a libertarian in this special election? What's your experience been?
Well, people don't know I'm out there. And I think that's really sad because the people I've talked to are really happy to see a third-party candidate that has common sense, that is honest. I'm pretty blunt-spoken in my answers, and they like that. As a libertarian, being the only one in Washington, I bring a lot of clout for Montana into Washington because when they start asking for opinions on the 6 o'clock news, they've got the Democrat opinion, the Republican opinion, and the Libertarian opinion. Well, guess what? The Libertarian opinion is the Montana opinion. And so it brings a lot of power.
What are the ideas that you see yourself bringing into this special election?
Well, as a Libertarian, I believe in liberty and freedom. I believe in less regulation, less government, and most people can get behind that.
What issues do you see yourself as championing if you are elected and go to Washington?
Oh, fiscal responsibility. As a farmer, we learn we have to stay within our budgets and we have to be very fiscally conservative just to get by.
What other issues are really important to you?
I would like to phase out the Department of Education and just block grant the money to the states, get rid of that whole level of bureaucracy, and we'll have 50 experiments in education going on in the country. Each state would be able to do what works best for them.
What about the health care bill that the House just passed last week? Are you in support of that? What changes would you want to see?
Well, I've never been in favor of government-run health care. I'm a repeal guy. I've never seen the government do any program that didn't get out of control, and I can't imagine how this one's going to be any different. To me, if they're serious about health care, you've got to get the cost down.
How do you do that?
Well, part of it is you start with getting the liability costs down, getting the insurance down. Another thing is to get the cost of the pharmaceuticals under control. So I advocate passing a law that the pharmaceutical companies can't sell drugs outside the U.S. for cheaper than what they're selling them inside for. You know, as far as health care, hospitals should have to list what they have, what they're going to charge you. It shouldn't be a dartboard that you throw it out the dartboard and see what the price is going to be.
If you are not able to secure this seat, who would you want to see Montanans send to Washington?
Oh, you know, that is a very hard question. And I'll just be honest like I always am. I feel like that if Mr. Gianforte gets in there, we're not ever going to be able to get him out unless he decides to leave himself. He has the money and the connections to be there forever. And Mr. Quist, honestly, I think he's a one-term guy, that if he's elected, he can easily be defeated in the next election. That's just my feeling on it. I don't think I can get more honest than that.
Even though the discussion night was not an official campaign stop, many of the 30 or so people there paid a visit to Wick's table for some one-on-one time with the candidate.
Leaving me with something that I have no idea will be 5 years from now.
Right.
If I'm stuck in Medicaid or if I'm stuck in some replacement or if I have nothing.
Well, even if you are able to afford...
Angie Killian is from Big Fork.
And I'd really like to see a lot more attention paid to Mark Wicks because I feel the libertarian position is far more, has much more in common with general Montanans than either the religious Republican or the socialist Democrat.
Killian says building the economy and lowering debt are her pet issues.
We can't offer free education, we can't offer free food and free housing and, you know, free medical care to the whole world. It just is impossible. We have to push a lot more personal responsibility.
She says people are disappointed with the other guys in the race, and Wix supports a mix of Montana values that transcend party platforms.
He thinks people should be able to do what they want to do as long as it's not hurting somebody else. And that is where I am and have been for most of my life.
While Wick's ugly truck campaign stop drew a dozen people, more than 100 people spilled out of the room at the museum at Central School in Kalispell on Saturday to see Democratic candidate Rob Quist and Senator John Tester. Quist hit on the issues that have become the hallmark of his campaign: public lands, public education.
I'm a product of public education. You know, I went to a little country school called Winkler School, and there was only 48 kids.
And his opposition to the health care bill recently passed by the House.
Well, the wrong people were at the table making the decisions. Were there any women represented in this country?
No.
Were there any people that were representing the veterans of this country?
No.
Anyone representing the seniors?
No.
And anyone representing Indian country?
No.
So once again, it was the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies making all the health care decisions. And let's just talk.
Quist also dedicated a fair amount of time to bashing Republican candidate Greg Gianforte.
And so to me, he has a credibility issue. He's telling the people of Montana one thing, and he's telling the donors another thing. So
people at Quist's event were vocal and responded to the barbs Quist threw. But at least one person in the room was tired of that type of negative rhetoric.
I would like to see something pro and positive rather than I'm against this, against that, against this.
Retired Kalispell school teacher Stephanie Baca says her values align pretty well with Quist's. But before this rally, she said she didn't feel like she knew him as a candidate.
I wish I had heard more, but I know what his opponent is championing, and I can vote against that.
Have you considered voting third party in this election?
I did, actually, and I listened to him. And when he started saying he frequented all the gun shows, that kind of lost me, to be honest.
Baca adds she herself is a gun owner and supports the Second Amendment. Quist was briefly joined on stage by Senator John Tester.
All right, we love the flathead, right?
Tester is the latest in a string of big names from Washington to visit the state: Vice President Mike Pence, Donald Trump Jr., and Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke all joined Greg Gianforte on the campaign trail in eastern Montana Friday. Tester emphasized the symbolic importance of the special election for Montana's House seat, which hasn't been held by a Democrat in two decades.
You want to talk about a shot fired across the bow.
Yeah.
We elect Rob Quist to Congress, and it will reverberate around this country. I'm telling you.
Montana's special election is May 25th. Voters can request absentee ballots now. More information on how, when, and where to vote is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.